On BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Megan Tomsick, and you're listening to Music for Weekdays. I have something very special for you guys today. We have here two members of the band Coastal City, if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, thanks, Megan. Yeah, I'm Tucker.
Hey, Megan, I'm Devin.
Awesome. So excited to have you guys here today. I actually know Devin. We took a class together. And so when I found out he and some of his friends produced their own music, wrote and produced their own music, I knew I had to get them in here. So how did you guys meet?
So we met, I guess, just right after our missions. We were neighbors just up here at BYU Idaho. And I would always be playing guitar, and I guess Devin would hear it. And so we'd just come over and we'd jam, and we just became friends from that. So.
Yeah, it was funny because, yeah, we were neighbors, and then COVID happened, and then we came back kind of in the middle of COVID, and we were like, hey, let's room together. And we were like a whole group of guys and that became friends. But like Tucker, we kind of all started a band together, all six of us. But Tucker and I were like the ones that were, I guess, most passionate about it. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. found ourselves just writing all the time, music, songs, and lyrics. And we just became really passionate about it. And slowly the rest of the guys just, you know, left, and we continued the band. So
cool. So you guys met here at BYU Idaho?
Yeah, we did.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. What do you both study?
I'm studying computer science.
Oh, okay.
And I'm studying communications.
Right. Of course, I knew that. So what are you hoping to do with that? I know music is a huge part of your life, but it seems like you aren't really putting that into your education. So what are you hoping to do moving forward?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to just kind of getting into the software world, you know, doing some mm-hmm. programming, and then maybe eventually moving up to like more team management with like programmers and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, one of the nice things about music is you can, you know, even if it's not your profession, you can still do it as a hobby and still have a lot of fun with it throughout your life. So
exactly.
Yeah, totally. I'm the same. I just absolutely love music. But yeah, probably studying, you know, with the emphasis of PR. So do something with public relations, whether it's here, Utah, or Arizona. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely keep music in there as a passion and hobby.
Exactly. I think it's really cool that both of your degrees have something in common with music. It'll be so cool to know the technology behind things in the case you want to produce for other people, or when you guys make it big, you can produce your own stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And then for yours, with public relations, you can contact people and you can make connections and make a network.
Yeah,
that's
it's helped
what I was
a lot.
Gonna say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why, or actually, what are the other names of the members in your band that aren't here today?
Yeah, so our drummer, his name's Jarrett. He's awesome. I guess I don't know his last name. I don't know if I should.
Me either, right?
So funny. You know the first one. That's what matters.
Yeah, So yeah, we've got Jarrett, our buddy Jarrett on drums. And then we've got our buddy Noah on bass.
And we got Joe on lead guitar, and then we have, as of like the last month, we added a keyboardist named Eric. So it's awesome. They're all incredibly talented.
They're so good.
They're so talented. We've been in, like, Tucker and I have been in this band, Coastal City, for a couple years, but these guys are all pretty new, within the last maybe 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. And they're so talented, and they make us better and want to be better, so it's awesome.
Gotcha. So did you just hear that they knew how to play and you were like, hey, join our band? Or did you guys become friends before that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a couple of them we were friends with beforehand. Like Joe, we just met through a mutual friend and we jammed with him once or twice. And but a lot of the guys, like Jarrett, we'd played with him. He's in another band called Blame the Deacon, and he's the lead singer for that band. But we heard that he played drums, so then we asked him to play with us.
And then Eric, our keyboardist, his wife is the manager of our apartment complex.
Oh my goodness.
And she was like, hey, my husband plays keyboard. And we were like, no way, have him come jam. We just wanted to jam. And then he starts, you know, playing with us, and Tucker's on guitar. I'm just singing. We're coming up with different melodies. We're like, whoa, this guy's good.
Yeah.
And then then we talk about it right after he leaves. I'm like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And he's like, yeah, dude, we got to get him in. And then the next day we text him. He's like, yeah, I'm down. And then we've just, you know, we've just been playing music with him since. And yeah.
Oh, that's wild. That is so cool. I love how it just works out like that. So why Coastal City? What inspired that name for you guys?
Great question.
Based on the look on Devin's face, I'm guessing that there's a funny story behind this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess the funny story is that there's there's no meaning behind it,
yeah.
right?
Like, yeah.
Like, I mean, we could, like, try and, like, I'm from California, so that's kind of on the coast.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. But, what part of California?
Santa Clarita.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, L.A. County area.
Yeah, I'm south of there. I'm from Temecula, Marietta area.
Yeah. Very
so,
cool. Heck yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Continue your thought.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, no, we, so we had a previous band that was called Neighbors You Know. And it was just kind of hard for people to remember, you know, people would call us the Neighbors or Neighbors We Know, you know, which is fine, but you know, it was just harder for people to remember what we were called.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just thinking like, okay, what are some different names that we could do? And I think Devin just came up with Coastal City and we're like, oh, we like the sound of that. So
yeah, stuck.
Yeah. Dang.
So it's kind of embarrassing because everyone always expects there to be a really cool story or a really fun story, but yeah, we just don't have one.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It sounds like a beachy band type music because it's Coastal City.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say we kind of have that feel to it. I don't know. We don't write like music to sound kind of like beachy or like ocean vibes, but sometimes it sounds like that. But yeah, people think, oh, you guys are like a surfing type music band, but not quite. But hey, it's up to the listener.
Yeah,
whatever you are you think the new are. Beach Boys.
Yeah,
we'll take
it. That'd be an honor.
See, this is when you say, "Oh yeah, it's a totally cool story. We go down with it."
Right.
That's really cool. I love how it just kind of came together. It has a really nice ring to it, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it sounds professional, and you do have that vibe with the music and. It is really cool. Really cool music. Which song was it? Don't Tell Me Otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
That song. So I have it on my playlist. I love listening to it. I think it's so good. So what was the inspiration behind Don't Tell Me Otherwise?
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember. I think I had just, so I'm a big jazz guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had just been playing around with some chords. I think I saw a chord progression on Instagram and I just like didn't love the way that they resolved it, and so I kind of switched up the chords. After that, so that's where we kind of got the chord progression from. But after that, we just kind of wrote to it. It's just, you know, a breakup song, like, you know, when the other person is not feeling it, but we're still wanting to be in a relationship. That's kind of what it's about. But yeah,
Gotcha. Devin, do you have anything to expand on that? Or is that was pretty all-encompassing?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, a lot of our songs just kind of start with a chord progression and then a melody. And yeah, we love just like a nice chord progression. So we want definitely a good chord progression and then a nice melody. And then from there, we just like spit out words. And then if something sounds good, we'll take it and then we'll go with that theme or whatever. So that's kind of how that one came. There was nothing like really specific behind it. Like we want to talk about this experience we had. It was just kind of like, this is the vibe. Yeah. So let's do it.
Yeah. So that's really what the writing process looks like for you guys, just kind of throwing stuff together? Or has it been different as you've been writing new music?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it'll be different. I feel like that's, in general, that's how it happens most often. But, you know, sometimes there'll be, Devin has an idea that he's working on and he brings it to me and we work on it together. Or vice versa, I've got something I've been working on and then we finish it together kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd say in general, that's normally how it goes, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So both of you are the ones that write the content, or do some of the other band members help with that?
Yeah, so Tucker and I write the music, like the lyrics and the melodies and the chord progression, and then we'll take it to the band and we'll play it for them, and they'll just like listen to it, and then they'll add their parts and come up with like lead guitar and bass, and we'll give them ideas, like we'll bring a song the table, we'll be like, oh, we want it to start maybe a little bit slower and build in the pre-chorus, bring in the lead guitar here. We'll come up with little ideas, and then they're really good musicians, and really they have great ears of just what will sound good when. And so we trust them, and we generally always like what they bring to the table to our songs. But yeah, we write the songs, we bring it to them, and then just make it a full song together. So.
Gotcha. So you say that they give feedback on specific instruments. Do they play more than those? Do you guys play more than the instruments you play for the band?
Yeah. So we've got some really talented guys. Like, I think most of the guys at least play two instruments. You know, like
Think
Noah, our bass player, he plays some guitar and some drums too. And our drummer also plays guitar and bass and sings as well. So it's kind of fun, like, You know, everyone's definitely very specialized on their specific instrument, but it's fun to, like, as we're working together, like, if something's not working, everyone's really good at, like, okay, what if you tried this on drums, or what if you gave us a little bit of a different groove on bass? And so yeah, just the whole collaboration process has been super fun because, you know, they're all so talented and so creative. And so it's fun to kind of, like, bring just a bare bones song to the mm-hmm. group and have everyone kind of work together to figure out, okay, what will this sound like with everybody on it, kind of thing.
That's way cool. So what other instruments do you guys play?
So I started playing guitar maybe 2 years ago, because when Tucker and I would write songs, it was kind of just him playing guitar and I would just join. I would join in while he was playing guitar, and I didn't feel like I was adding a whole lot. It was just more like singing and melodies, but I wanted to be more helpful in like the coming up with guitar parts or things like that. So I learned guitar a couple years ago, and now I play with him. Mm-hmm. And so I just pretty much just play guitar, and then I dabble a little bit on bass and piano, but Tucker's the real mastermind with all that stuff.
And you both sing. Obviously.
Yeah.
And so
both
that's
lead singers.
That's way cool. Have you been doing that for a long time, like singing, or did that really start going once you started the band?
So I was in. So my dad growing up was always just ward choir director. So I've done a lot of like choirs and stuff growing up, but mm-hmm. really like more like singing and like on our own kind of thing, or in like a band setting, I feel like I've just done it, you know, just for the past few years since we've been playing together.
Gotcha.
Same. I didn't really sing growing up. I did choir because it was mandatory. and there was a cute girl in my class my senior year, and so I did it. I took choir that year, and I don't think I helped at all. I was just a tenor, the quiet tenor that I knew that I couldn't memorize the part, so if I was just quiet, no one would notice. But when I started jamming with Tucker, I was like, I always liked to sing, but I just started improving, and we just pushed each other like crazy. We just got better. I feel like we like learned a lot together when it comes to singing.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's way cool. And what has music meant to you guys as you've been spending more time on it versus when it was just kind of a hobby or you were just doing choir because you had to or and so on? So Tucker, if you could speak on that first.
Yeah. I mean, I think. I mean, music is so cool. Like, there's definitely been times where, you know, I've maybe been having a tough day or been really stressed out, and like playing something or even writing something mm-hmm. Has just been a huge stress reliever and a huge, I don't know, it just brings a lot of positivity. And then going along with that, like, you know, especially with the guys in the band right now and other guys that we've played with before, it's really a really cool way to connect with people and meet other musicians and stuff like that. So I think that's one of the biggest changes from like when I was just doing kind of like choirs or in marching band and stuff like that. It's just how you know, you can collaborate and be creative with other people, and how that like helps you like get closer to other people too. It's just been really cool.
I'm with him. Like, I think growing up, I definitely liked music, but I couldn't have said like my favorite artist or my favorite band, or I didn't know more than probably three bands. But yeah, when I met Tucker and saw how passionate he is about music, I mean, he's really the reason why I'm so passionate. Like, just listening to the things he would talk about and the bands he talked about, and I just fell in love with these bands. We're big fans of the Beatles and, you know, mm-hmm. Jimi Hendrix and the Beach Boys, Billy Joel, all those, you know, 67, a lot of artists nowadays too, the Phoebe Bridgers, Backseat Lovers, all those bands. And I think just it's meant the world to me, music. Yeah, it's a great outlet. I love writing it. I love listening to it. I love listening to albums. And it kind of all started with getting to know Tucker and learning his taste. And now our taste in music is literally the same.
Feels like, Totally.
I know he'll like something because I like it. He'll know. Be like, hey, check out this song I like. Like, oh, I like it too. As much, you know, it's like, we just know.
Yeah.
Has it happened that you'll share a song? It's like, oh man, I've already been listening to that.
Honestly, totally.
I think that's so cool. Yeah. And when you said that you did marching band, I was like, yes, represent. What did you play marching band?
So I played mostly trombone, but a little bit of trumpet too.
Got Gotcha. You're like, mm-hmm. I dabble.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. And how has your faith affected how you've put out music to your listeners? I went really deep on you.
No, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, a big part of like the environment of our band is just like having fun and love. And I know it sounds cliche, but before every concert, we get together and we say a prayer, mm-hmm. and you know, because we're nervous, obviously, and also we just, you know, we want to have a good show, we want to make sure everything goes well, but more than anything, we make sure to pray that those that are there can have just a fun time, you know, mm-hmm. an outlet from school and pressures, and everybody's got their struggles, you know, some more than others, but you know, their difficulties in life. And we just really treat the band as like a great outlet for people, because it's been like that for us. Like there's nothing more than I love, you know, up there with the gospel. The gospel's number one, and all that, and then following that is just writing music with Tucker and playing it live. And so we get texts all the time after concerts, like, hey, like that meant the world to me. Like I've had a rough week, and the way that you guys perform is so fun, and your songs, and so that's really why we're doing it. It's just, honestly, it might be cliche, it's just to give people a good time, you know, be so
yeah,
fun,
totally.
And just to help people feel that love, and we, you know, our music's clean and full of, you know, happiness, and because of, you know, I'm the influence of the gospel in our lives is everything, and so I think that comes out, you know, in the way that our music feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree, and I think just going along with that, like we've been really blessed, I guess, just with our, you know, we've been really blessed just with our individual talents, but also like with the people we've met and like mm-hmm. just the opportunities that we've had to play together or record music that, yeah, you know, it just feels like, you know, the Lord has blessed us so much. So we want to, you know, yeah, make the most of it. And yeah, like Devin was saying, just like help people have a fun time, even if it's just, you know, just at our concerts kind of thing. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. I think thank you for sharing that, you guys. I think it's really important that we tell people how important music is in our lives and how it just boosts our relationship with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and how we're able to share that with other people in our own sneaky way.
Yeah.
So, you said that you've been having a routine for your concerts. Where are you guys performing? Where are you guys having these concerts?
So, honestly, wherever we can, usually. In the past, but you know, since we've kind of like started the band back up this semester, the past few months, mm-hmm. We've been trying to get our name out there a little bit more. But about a year ago, for like a year straight, we were having apartment complexes reach out to us: the Lodge, the Gates, Nauvoo House Apartments, just every place you can imagine. And or we'd reach out to them, they'd reach out to us, and we'd go play there. And it was always super fun. We'd play at different venues like Venue 10 or The Basement, mm-hmm. which eventually shut down.
So sad.
But where The Basement used to be, there's a new venue called Venue 101, which is kind of put on and owned by the producer and record producer of Mike's Music over there on Main Street.
Gotcha.
So it's a great venue. They run it really well. Mm-hmm. So we've been playing there recently. Usually just $5, to enter. But honestly, wherever we can, if apartment complexes reach out to us or a place reaches out to us, we'll go just because we love playing.
Yeah.
So
that's way cool. And yeah. Who is the one that receives that information? Like, do you guys have a system set up for that? Or is it really just whoever gets it first, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I mean, I guess most of it's like when they're reaching out to us kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So most of it's through our Instagram. We're at Coastal City Official on Instagram.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we'll have either places to play with, to play at, or apartment complexes will message us and say, hey, we're doing this event, or we'd love to have you guys play at our complex kind of thing. So, yeah, and we're kind of just both running the Instagram. And so, yeah, okay. We just kind of see the messages on there. So.
Yeah.
Very cool. So official. So.
Yeah, right?
That is so cool. So now that you've been... Now that you've been at concerts and putting your music out there, and there is one song I know that's available on Spotify, is there more music available that people would be able to find on a listening app?
So we have that one song, Don't Tell Me Otherwise. Mm-hmm. It's been out for over a year, but we're working right now on an album. Within this week, it should be done. We'll be, you know, finished with vocals and recording all the instruments and everything. And then we'll give it to the producer to mix and master. So hopefully within this next month, we'll have it out this next month or two. And yeah, we'll be, you know, updating everybody on our Instagram and in our personal Instagrams and sharing our music for sure before it comes out. And yeah, it'll be a whole album, an album of six songs. Four of them we wrote, I think, this semester, yeah. And then two of them are a little bit older within this last year. And so yeah, these brand new six songs should be out pretty soon.
Oh, that's so cool. I hope you guys reach out to us.
Yes.
I will be able to feature those
definitely
here.
Definitely will do, yeah.
And if more of the members are available too, it'd be awesome to have all of them here and
sure
speak about it. And so what are your other plans moving forward now that this album is in the works?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, we've just really been focused on, you know, kind of getting our parts down and recording the album. But we're really excited to, you know, play more shows and, you know, kind of... whenever we're playing shows, a lot of people will ask, you know, where can we find your music and stuff like that. And it'll be really nice to be able to say, yeah, all these songs that we just played, we have on Spotify, on Apple Music. Go listen to them. So I think we're really excited for that. Yeah.
Oh, that's way cool. Devin, do you have any other thoughts on that?
Yeah. Maybe I don't.
yeah. I don't. And there is nothing wrong with that. So Apple Music and Spotify are where people would be able to find your music. Or is there other?
Any streaming service? Yeah, it'll be on Amazon Music,
YouTube Music.
But
okay,
yeah,
Tidal, I think is the name of one, and then yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you guys have music videos that you'll be putting along with your music, or is it just like YouTube Music and Spotify and stuff like that?
It's just kind of music right now. We might record some music videos. We don't have anything planned for that. It's definitely something we've thought about, but. Yeah, if the music, we feel like we can make time to do it, and we feel like, yeah, this could use a music video, we'll definitely probably do that next semester. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've just been thinking a lot about the recording and everything. But yeah, music video does sound really fun, too.
That
who knows?
So cool. Like, bring it back to, like, the 2010s or, like, the late 2000s where... people, it was just the band in an authentic setting. Just that's the music video. Oh,
totally.
I can see it now. So where do you guys record all of your music?
Yeah, so it's, underneath Mike's Music. They've got a little studio down there. And the company that does it is called Make It Now Productions. Our main producer is named Keith. And yeah, he's been really great working with us and, helping us figure out what will sound good on our recordings and just getting the best performances out of each of us. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah,
that's way cool. Okay, so right under Mike's Music, that is good to know. I had no idea that there was something like that there. I think that's wild. So when writing your music, do you throw away more options than you keep? Because I'm a writer myself, and when I'm going through drafts and stuff, I find that I'm never comfortable with the final result until after I've thrown away like five different versions. Yeah. So have you found that that's happened a lot now that you're getting more serious and wanting to put good quality music out there?
Great question.
I'd say, that's a really good question. Yeah, I think we definitely write, especially like that last semester, last few months, we were writing all the time. And 90% of those songs haven't, you know, no one's ever heard. So one out of probably every 50 songs or one out of every 30 songs are songs we sing, maybe even less. Yeah, we're always writing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll be writing and we'll just like, we'll stop. And we'll be like, we're not loving this. And then we'll just, you know, start a new song or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we generally... you know, if we like a song, we can both read each other really well. Like, I can tell he doesn't like this melody, or I can tell that. Or I can tell he loves this, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And we just, I don't know, just because we've been doing it all the time for a few years, we just know what we like. And so I think once we get a song that, like, a good melody going, we know that, like, that's definitely, like, we can look at the six songs we're putting on the album. I think all of them, what they have in common are when we were writing, like, maybe the main melody or chorus, we were both like, yeah, we got to finish this.
Yeah.
And we have other songs that we've written that we really like, but they weren't ones that we were like, hey, dude, let's sit down and write this before we leave, or let's sit down and finish this. But those six ones were like, oh, dude, we gotta finish this. This has got to be one we bring to the band and record.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we definitely throw a lot away. And you know, the songs have taken a lot of time to think about lyrics. And some are quicker than others. But, yeah, it's different for every song. But, yeah.
I love that there is a process that you guys are building and that you are so on the same page. I think that can be really hard for a lot of people to just be like, okay, we both know what we want for this.
Yeah,
we are on the same page. I know what you're thinking right now. And so one thing I would love to hear you guys talk about more as we come to the end of our conversation here is, what advice would you give to those original music makers? There are so many in Rexburg. That is why we're starting these conversations here at the radio station. So starting with you, Tucker, what would be your advice to someone that is wanting to get their music out there? What would be your advice, since you have a process built? You guys are starting to figure things out. You know how you want to produce music and get it out there and share the message that you want to share. So what would be your advice to people that are wanting to achieve the same thing?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. I feel like what's helped us the most has really just been, you know, writing as much music as we can. Definitely I feel like the stuff that we're writing these days is better than, you know, the stuff that we were writing when we first started out.
Mm.
And the only way that we got better at that was just continuing to keep writing stuff. And I think another thing too is just showing people. You know, at first, mm-hmm, it was kind of just like maybe our FHE sisters that we'd be like, hey, we wrote this song, we want to show you guys. And then it would be, you know, just maybe at a word activity or just other random people. And then we would start doing actual concerts and stuff like that. And I think that just the process of showing someone something, mm-hmm, that you've worked on really helps solidify what you've written or what you've created, and it helps inform better, you know, the next things that you'll work on. So I think that's been really beneficial for us too.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's helped us a lot, because I remember the first song we wrote, or one of the first songs we wrote, is this one called West Virginia. Tucker was just playing the chord progression, and I just started, West Virginia, and then just came up with this melody. And then our FHE sisters came over, and we sang it for them. They were like, oh, that was really good. And I'm sure, you know, not all of them loved it, but, you know, just being able to perform it for them was like, whoa, this is really cool. And we were harmonizing together, and it was like, whoa, we created this. And it's definitely not a song we'll probably ever sing again, but we felt like really, really happy about it. So we continued to do it. We continued writing all the time, and we literally knock on doors all the time. Like, we would knock on every door at the apartment complex we lived in at the time. Mm-hmm. And then as we got more confident and wrote more songs, we literally just knock on pretty much every complex here at BYUI, name it. We performed there. It was really just knocking on girls' apartments and singing like a 4-minute song, 3-minute song. And then, you know, them following us on Instagram and not really having concerts around then. But eventually it kind of built up that confidence, and it got us really tight together, yeah, with our harmonies and our songs. And then, you know, it really influenced us to start a band. So I think performing for people, writing all the time, like we have probably written over, I don't even know, hundreds of songs, just him and I, and melodies and, mm-hmm, ideas that are just, we'll probably never see the light of day, but we're grateful for them because they've, you know, it helped us improve. And, mm-hmm, and I think another thing is listening to music. Him and I are constantly just like either listening to music or sharing music with each other. Like I said, like Beatles, we love Beatles, but like, you know, anything that's great. We love the, you know, Stevie Wonders, mm-hmm, you know, the Temptations, the Bee Gees, just anything, all different genres, some Nirvana, just anything cool, you know, anything that we both like. And I think that just inspires us, like, oh, I love that song. I want to write something that makes me feel that way. So I think listening to music that you like and branching out just helps you come up with different ideas and just inspires you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree. Just immersing yourself in your craft, and it's always on your mind in that case. I think that is so cool.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you guys for taking the chance to meet with me. I know we... For those of you listening, we planned this really last minute, and I'm so glad it came together, especially now that we're coming to the end of the semester. And so once again, if you could tell everybody where they can listen to your music and where to keep an eye out for you.
Yeah, yeah. So we're at on Instagram. We are at Coastal City Official. So we'll post all of our updates for, you know, when our album is coming out. But yeah, we do have the one song on Spotify and Apple Music just under our band name, Coastal City. excuse me. So yeah.
And yeah, any updates for the album will be there. Concerts. We have our last concert of the semester this Friday at Venue 101.
Ooh.
At 7. Yeah, at 7 p.m. We're opening for another awesome band, one of the bigger bands here in Rexburg, called Fishbowl. We'll be opening for them. And then there's going to be like a DJ after. It's going to be super fun. So that'll all be on our Instagram. The tickets are $5. So it's going to, yeah, it's cheap and it's going to be awesome. It's a great venue, great vibe. So yeah, anything you need is on our Instagram if you want to follow us or. Yeah.
So. Thank you.
This is awesome. Again, thank you guys for coming on. It's been a great conversation here on BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Megan Tomsick. We hope you have an amazing rest of your day.